Bezal Hashem Yisboruch, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Melachim, the Laws of Kings, in the Sefer Shoftim, Book of Judges, which in this Perek we continue the theme of discussing the king, specifically the honor that's necessary for the king and his humility. As Rambam gives a halacha out regarding the obligation to fear the king. Covered gadol noigin b'melech. There was a great honor that they would conduct themselves with the king. And they would place an awe, the yiru b'lev kol adam, and the fear in the heart of every single person. Shlomo says in the pasuk, in the barm, soim tosim, you shall surely place, meaning shetei masay alecha, that his awe should be on you. In rech ben al susa, you don't ride on his horse. Ben yesh malkisa, you don't sit on his chair. Ben yesh tamshim b'shavita, you don't use his scepter, his stick. V'lo b'kisra, not with his crown. V'lo b'achad mekol kli tashmishav, not any one of his utensils. When he passes away, kulam nisrafim l'fanav, they all get burnt in front of him. V'chein lo yishtamish ba'avodav, v'shevchaysav, v'shamashav, you're not allowed to utilize his servants, his maidservants, his attendants. Ela melech achar, only another king could. L'vikach v'ifa avishag, who was the woman attending David, she was permitted for Shlomo because he was a king, and she served David, and she wasn't his wife, but v'asur la'adoniya, but he who was not a king, a common person cannot use the scepter of the king, and therefore it was forbidden for him to use Avishag, but for Shlomo was permitted to utilize that woman. Halacha beis, aval ishta shemelech, but the wife of a king, who, unlike Avishag, who is not a wife, in a nevel sa'achel oim, she can never cohabit with another man forever. Afal ha-melech, even a king, in a nesa amunusai, cannot marry the widow, a grushasai, or the divorcee shemelech achar of another king. Halacha gimel, ba'asa l'roisek, shu'ar minalasi, a king when he's undressed, not when he's getting a haircut, not when he's in the bathhouse, not when he's drying himself. And the inner chalitz, he does not do chalitza, which is the procedure when his brother dies without any children to his widow, to take off the shoe and then she spits. Shenemuk, it says in the pasuk, she spits in front of him to the brother-in-law. So that's disgraceful and that cannot be done to the king. Even if he wants to do it, his poor brother's widow is stuck now. No, inshallah, we don't listen to him. Shamelech shemochal kavod, because the king who is pardoning his honor, in kavod mochal, his dignity is not honor, is not forgiven. It cannot be pardoned. Now, since he cannot do chalitza, as we just described, neither could he do yibum to marry his widowed sister-in-law, because whoever cannot do chalitza cannot do yibum, as the pasuk equates them. So if he dies, since not possible for his brother to do yibum to his wife, so the queen, now chalitza cannot be done to her, rather she's going to remain forever with this bond to her brother-in-law, who cannot remove it, because since he cannot do yibum, because he cannot marry the woman that was intimate with the king, so he cannot do chalitza to her either. Halacha dalad, meis le meis. Now, if the king has a relative of his who passed away, in the yitzim pesach paltid, inshallah, he does not leave the opening of his palace, when they give him that sudas avro, which is the first meal that the mourner has to eat, that other people have to feed him, all the people, they recline on the ground, but who may sabal dargish, and he's reclining on this dargish, which is a small type of a bed, the nichnas lazara, and if he enters into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and it was from the Davidic dynasty, yeshiv, he actually sits. She'ein yeshiv ba'azar, because it's actually not permitted to sit in the courtyard, el lamalchei beis David b'levad, only for the Davidic dynasty. Shlomo says a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, v'yavi ha'melech David, the king David came, v'yeshiv lefnei Hashem, and he sat in front of Hashem. Lochei continues regarding with the adornment and the honor necessary for the king. So ha'melech mistabe b'chol yom, the king shaves, he cuts his hair every single day. U'mesaken atzmo, he prepares himself, u'misno b'mabush noid, u'mefa'u orem, and he adorns himself, he gets dressed up with beautiful and splendorous clothing. Shnei says a pasuk in Yeshaya, melech b'yofyoy techazenei necha, the king in his beauty, your eyes will behold. The yeshiv akisa malchusei b'paltir, inshallah, he sits on his throne in his palace, u'mesim kesa b'reisha, he wears a crown on his head. V'chol o'am b'yinei lo b'eisha yitzah, and all the people come to him when he wants. And they stand in front of him, and they bow down to the ground. Even if there's a prophet who's standing in front of the king, he bows down to the ground. Like it says, behold, Nasan the prophet, he came in front of the king, and he bowed down to the king. But the high priest, he does not come in front of the king unless he wants to, and he does not stand in front of him. Rather, the king stands in front of the Kohen Gadol. Shlomo says in the pasuk Bamidbar, in front of Allah the Kohen, he should stand. So the Kohen Gadol, he's the one who others have to honor him. Even so, mitzvah Kohen Gadol, there is a mitzvah on the high priest to honor the king. Uleishiva, and to have him sit. So although really he's sitting and the king's standing, he should have him sit. Balamid mipodim kishibalein, actually to stand up in front of the king when he comes to him. Veloyamid amelch lefanav, and however the king should not stand in front of him, meaning because he's supposed to honor him and let him sit, unless he's asking him from the judgment of the Urim B'Tumim, which was the breastplate that was worn by the Kohen Gadol, then that's asking from Hashem, then the king has to be standing. So there's a mitzvah on the king to honor those who learn Torah. And when the Sanhedrin, the high court, and the Jewish sages enter in front of him, he should stand in front of them, then have them sit on his side. And that's what Yeshua, the king of Judea, used to do. A full Talmud Chacham, even to a regular Talmud Chacham, Hayyim Mekisei would get up from his throne, Umenashke would kiss him, Makarlin, and he'd call him Rabbi Umari, my teacher, my master. Now, when do we say that he should do this? Bisman Shiyah Melch Beveser Levadu. That's only when the king is by himself in his palace. Hu Vavodav Yasiz Abetzinda. So him and the servant should do this to the Tzimin Chachamim discreetly. When it's out in the open in front of the people, Liyase shouldn't do this. The Admi shouldn't stand up in front of anyone. He should not talk softly. He should only call a person by his name, not with any honorifics like Moir Berabi. So that the fear of the king should be in the heart of everyone when they see the awe that he inspires. However, in spite of this, the king should be very humble. Just like the Pasig, the Torah gives off a piece of this great honor to the king, and it obligates everyone to honor him. At the same time, that's how the Torah commands that his heart should be inside of him, hollow and low down. Shnema, like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, but libi chol bekirbi. David HaMelech says that my heart is hollow inside of me, I'm nothing. Should not act, even in his conduct, arrogantly to the Jewish people more than what's necessary. Shlomo says in the Pasuk in Devarim, levavim echav, so that his heart should not be elevated more than his brothers. He should be compassionate and merciful to small people and big people. He should come and go to do what they desires and what's good for them. He should be concerned for the honor of the smallest of the small. And when he speaks to the whole assembly, all the Jewish people, in public, Yidabarakis. So then to the whole Jewish people, he should speak softly. Shnemek says the Pasuk in Dibra Yomim Aleph, Shema'uni Achai Va'ami, listen to me, my brothers, my people. Like it says the Pasuk in Lachem Aleph, in my Yom Tia Eved La'am HaZeh B'Goyim, if today you're going to be a servant for this people, that the king is an Eved La'am. Lo'il Misnag Ba'Navi Yisrael, he should always conduct himself with an extra level of humility. We have no one greater of a leader than our teacher Moshe Rabbeinu. Boim, and he says in Shemois, "Menachnu mo, what are we? Not on us as your complaints, like as if I'm nothing." The Yizbol Tarcham, and the king should tolerate their effort to masam and their load to tulunaisam and their complaints of a kitzbam and their anger. Like the nursing mother carries the infant, as the pasuk says in Tilam, the Pasuk calls the king the shepherd. Lirois b'Yakov Ami, says the Pasuk, to shepherd his people, Jacob. And we see in Tanakh the path, the way of the shepherd, like it says the Pasuk in Yeshaya. He will take them out to pasture the way a shepherd takes them out to graze. In his arm, he's going to gather the sheep. And in his bosom, in his lap, he's gonna carry, etc. We see it literally like the way a shepherd takes care of the sheep, which is very compassionately and very caring and very over engaged in them. That's how a king has to be for his people.